Coming right up, the special edition of Straight Talk. The Mayoral Candidates Forum, brought to you by Golden Security Bank.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. This special edition of Straight Talk, the Mayoral Candidates Forum, is brought to you by Golden Security Bank, Southern California's source for fast, friendly, and flexible commercial real estate loans.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Welcome, good evening. This is the Straight Talk Mayoral Candidates Forum. Our guests tonight are candidates running for mayor of the city of Long Beach, Frank Colonna, Doug Drummond, and Bob Forster. Gentlemen, welcome to all of you. Long Beach is the fifth largest city in the state of California, the 32nd largest city in America. I'd like to thank Golden Security Bank for sponsoring this special edition of our show. First question goes to Frank Colonna. Frank, many people feel that the most important issue in this campaign is leadership and leadership qualities. We want someone who can continue the fine leadership that Beverly O'Neill has shown. And my question then to you is, how do you define leadership, and what qualities do you bring to the table as a potential leader?
Well, thank you, Art. Leadership, by its very definition, means strong, decisive, following what you need to do in order to make our city a great city. I work side by side with our Mayor Beverly O'Neill. Very proud of that relationship and that opportunity to look at this wonderful city and its renaissance. But leadership also is integrity and a reputation. And as people have watched in my working on the city council, I've been determined, I've been persistent, always with the objective of working for what's first for all the citizens and residents of our city.
Thank you very much. Same general question to you, Doug Drummond, former councilman, former vice mayor, also commander with the police force. Your definition of leadership and what strengths you think you bring to the table?
I think it's a combination of being a leader and a teacher. You're working with people and trying to bring them along. You're crossing all kinds of barriers in terms of political parties, backgrounds, getting neighborhoods to work together and getting neighborhoods to work with each other. It's a matter of focusing on all of the needs of the city of Long Beach, getting people to understand where they want to go, and then working cooperatively. It shouldn't be about political parties. It should be about a Long Beach party.
Thanks, Doug. Bob Forster, former president of Southern California Edison. Bob, this is your first run at elective office. Your vision of leadership and what you think you bring to the table.
Art, I think a leader has to have a vision, has to inspire, has to engender trust in constituents. And I think it's very important for a leader to be able to take many people of very different views, a broad base of individuals and groups who may have very different interests, and be able to bring them together in a common vision with a common focus. I've done that in my career. I've done that at Edison. I've done that at working at the California State University system. And I think it's extraordinarily important to be able to provide that vision and be able to bring a collection of people into a common direction. That's what I think is important.
Fair enough. Frank, in your answer, you mentioned vision, and I'd like to focus for a moment on vision. I think all three of you care deeply about the city, and you each might have your distinct vision. I'd like to start with you. What is your vision for this city, which you and the others love, for the future?
Well, my vision is very clear, Art. We know that first and foremost is public safety, and I've made a commitment and a pledge to bring 300 additional police officers to our city. Our police chief came in front of our city council and said, we've got a growing, wonderful city, but to protect it, we need more public safety personnel. That's my commitment. We're dealing with some gang issues. That's my commitment as well, is to reduce our gang problems in our city. The second item is to work on a citizen's guarantee that we can fix our streets and sidewalks in 30 days and eliminate within 3 days potholes and graffiti problems that we have in our city. The third item is an item of being environmentally responsible. I want to develop a new commission on energy and conservation for our city, clean up our ports, work toward restoring our wetlands, more parks in our city, and bringing hybrid vehicles into our city fleet. And then lastly, a partnership with education to bring vocational education back to our middle schools and high schools.
Fair enough. Doug, same general question. You've been here for your whole life. You've written two books. What's your vision for the future of our town?
I'm responding to a news media article that depicted Long Beach in the year 2000 as the 35th poorest city in America, and moving to become the sixth poorest city in just a five-year period. I want to focus that on neighborhoods. If we don't turn around neighborhoods and improve the neighborhoods, we're going to lose. We're going to become a Detroit. We have to look at the city's neighborhoods with respect to crime and public safety, with respect to neighborhood improvements, improving housing, putting in new parks, generally working with the neighborhoods, with the neighborhood as the focus, even with respect to the environment. If we have clear air, good traffic, it all works. And the neighborhoods have to do it themselves as well. They have to work together to make this happen.
Fair enough. And Bob, your vision for the future of our town.
I think this city needs to be safer, more fiscally sound, cleaner, and with a robust economy. And that's what I intend to bring to this city. First of all, I've committed, if you're not safe, nothing else matters. I've committed to putting at least 100 more police officers on the street. We need those officers to do proper police work. I have committed to eliminate the budget deficit. And one of the reasons why we're not getting our streets and sidewalks fixed, and one of the reasons why infrastructure is deteriorating in Long Beach, is that budget deficit. It has been there, and it is eating away at the fabric of Long Beach. Third is the port. The port is the largest source of pollution in Southern California. And our citizens are breathing that in. It leads to asthma, heart disease, and cancer. And we have to clean up that port. There are techniques right now that we can use to do that. And then finally, I want to bring good-paying jobs to this city, to have a very balanced economy, to give hope to many young people who are now joining gangs so they can have a decent life, raise a family, and buy a home.
Okay, we're going to be continuing our discussion with the candidates. Let me mention that at the end of this segment and each segment, we're going to put up the websites of each of the candidates. We urge you, the viewer and the voter, to get involved in the campaign of your choice. And in the next segment, we'll have the opportunity for each candidate to ask a question of one of the other candidates. You won't want to miss that. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different-looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah!
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
We're back continuing with our mayoral candidates forum. First question is for candidate Doug Drummond. Doug, in your campaign brochure, you say, quote, "When I left office in mid-1998, the budget was balanced, crime had plummeted, streets were being resurfaced, sidewalks were being replaced, library hours were restored, and our future looked bright." My question is, would you not admit that there have been some substantial accomplishments in the 8 years since you've left office?
There are always, I hope, substantial accomplishments. I think right now, because of the debacle that occurred in City Hall with the pension spike, that Jerry Miller, as city manager, has done a marvelous job trying to restructure the city and pull the budget out of a hole. I also think that he's done a fantastic job bringing in Pat West from Paramount. Paramount is really a city that over the last 15 years under Pat West has done a magnificent job with neighborhood redevelopment. And Long Beach has to move there. It isn't the fact that we're not moving forward. In my opinion, we could move a lot faster, a lot further, if we took the redevelopment funds out of the downtown area and put them in the neighborhoods where they belong.
Fair enough. Next question is for Bob Foster. Bob, people are legitimately concerned about the role of money in politics. Your campaign has raised almost $450,000, more than twice the total of the next closest candidate. Why shouldn't people be concerned that the, quote, special interests are really behind your campaign with their own agendas?
First of all, Art, the overwhelming number of contributors to my campaign are individuals. Over 75% of contributors to my campaign are individuals, people I've known for my whole career. Secondly, Long Beach has limits. I mean, that the whole idea of having campaign contribution limits is to make sure that no one interest or no one person can have any kind of undue influence over an election. The limits were $600 maximum for mayor. They now have been moved to $650. And if you look at where my contributions are from, they're from both parties, all walks of life, from labor, from business, from consumer groups, environmental groups. It is, and again, it's mostly individuals. So it's a broad base of people, and I think it shows a broad base of support.
Thank you. Frank, you can point, I'm sure, with great satisfaction to many of the accomplishments that you've made over the last 8 years on the council. But wouldn't you admit that your vote to increase the pensions of the non-public safety employees by almost 30% was a mistake?
Well, thanks, Art. First, we have to make sure that your listeners clearly know the information that we received and were working from at that time
was that our pension fund was 100% funded. But I have to tell you what real pension reform is, because I took the initiative and the lead on our city council in those closed sessions where we moved to a second tiering for new employees. The first council in 20 years that took on an agenda of making sure that city employees started paying into their pension funds. And we did this with an approach of looking at short-term contracts so that when the issue comes back to us in 2 or 3 years, that we could, even with a good city employee operational system, that we could look for more pension participation from our city employees. That's pension reform.
Doug, it's now your opportunity to ask one question to either of your two opponents.
Frank, how would you propose to balance the budget?
Well, Doug, thank you for the question. And as the listeners know, this year we will eliminate our structural deficit, and it's probably going to be announced within the next 30 to 45 days. It will be the first structural budget deficit elimination in the last 20 years. So this council has done, I think, an outstanding job. We trimmed city employment by over 400 jobs. We're well within the mark to reach our expectations of higher incoming revenues, and we've got a great financially stable city.
Bob, your chance to ask a question of one of these other folks.
This question would be for Frank as well. You've talked about increasing the number of police officers, about fixing sidewalks, about fixing streets, fixing potholes. When you do all that, you add it all up, you can get totals of as much as $150 to $200 million. Where are you going to find the money for that, and why, after 8 years on the council, is this suddenly a priority?
Well, it hasn't been a priority. As a matter of fact, since I've been on the council, we've invested over $30 million in street and sidewalk repair. And actually, when my first year on the city council, myself and two other council members proposed a whole new direction for the city where the city citizens were no longer responsible for fixing sidewalks, that we took an agenda to relieve that burden from the homeowners, and our city now is doing the job that most other cities don't even do. And I'm proud of saying that we've invested $25 million. This year, there's $5 million more going into our sidewalks. So I think we're doing an outstanding job in taking the lead and making sure our city doesn't have deferred infrastructure maintenance.
Doug, you're a former police commander, served a distinguished career on our police force. One of the candidates here is proposing 100 new police officers. Another candidate is 300. Where do you come down on staffing and paying for that staffing?
Quite frankly, I'm with Bob. I'm at 100 officer level. I think that we have not kept up with the increase of population. When we adopted the size, the current size of the department, it's only grown by a few members since then, we were at about 450,000 population. Now we're right at 500,000. I think 100 would be a realistic step, and if we need more, we can address that later. And besides, you can only assimilate a certain number in a given time and do it well within the department.
Frank, your turn to ask a question to either of your opponents.
Well, I'd like to ask it to Bob, because we are at variance on this. Bob, you know, the police chief came up in front of our city council and said, we've got a growing city, I want a safe city, I need 300 police officers to reach that objective. Your relationship with the Police Officers Association and Steve James and what their agenda is clearly not more than 100 police officers. Why would you want to jeopardize the safety of our neighborhoods and a growing city by just setting a ceiling of 100 police officers?
Actually, what the police chief did is came before the council and gave you four alternatives. And I've talked to the police chief. 100 officers or more are adequate to be able to do the job. And I think he would say that. And remember, it's not a ceiling. It's a start. We have to be realistic about this. You can't spend $55 million on the number of police officers you're talking about. This is a fiscally responsible program, consistent with good policing, consistent with safety in the city. It will make this city safer, and it will not put us back into budget deficits.
Frank, I'll give you 10 seconds to respond, and then we have to go to break.
Well, I adamantly disagree, because I really feel that what's important is that we don't put our citizens in jeopardy. And we've got a growing city. Our next census will show we'll be way over 500,000. We've got $4 billion of construction going on in our city. Our city needs to be a safe one. And in my first term, my pledge is for an additional 300 police officers, and we will meet that with new incoming revenues.
You've had 8 years, Frank. Didn't get it done in 8 years.
Okay, we're going to be continuing the discussion. And again, we're putting up the candidates' websites. We urge you to get involved with the campaign of your choice. We'll be right back after these messages.
those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Morey's of Naples. Morey's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're back continuing our discussion with mayoral candidates Frank Colonna, Doug Drummond, and Bob Foster. Bob, let's assume that you were elected mayor. It's now 4 years later. It's 2010. We're looking back at your four-year mayorship. How would you judge the success of your mayorship? What are the criteria?
I'd go back to what I said earlier. I think I'm willing to be judged. In fact, I want to be held accountable for whether the city is safer, whether it's environmentally cleaner, whether it's fiscally healthier, so we have no budget deficit and will not have one under my term, and whether or not we have a robust economy. I'm willing to be held to those standards, and I will be accountable for that.
Frank, same question to you. It's 2010. You've been elected mayor. You're looking back. How do we judge whether you've been a successful mayor? What are the criteria?
Well, I think as all your listeners and the viewers know, Art, that the fact of the matter is if we've got a healthy, robust, clean city, our neighborhood crime rates are down, we have more police officers on walking beats, walking through our neighborhoods, making sure that our city streets are safe and that people can walk safely from one place to the other. And also the other part, which I think is important, is to get an educational report card for our schools, because my commitment is to add vocational education to our middle schools and high schools, because I think what we need to do, and I believe we have to stay focused on it, is investing in the education of our youngsters. They're the future of our city. They're the ones that we're going to be relying on. I call that the education dividend. These are our new leaders.
And Doug, you've been elected mayor now, and it's 2010, and you're looking back. How do we judge whether you've been successful? How do you judge whether you've been successful?
I want to look at neighborhoods improving. I want to look at cleaner air, a port that pays attention to Long Beach, the revitalization beginning for the wetlands. I want to see safer streets as well. I want to see those neighborhoods having new parks being built, and I want new parking structures over in the area of Bluff Park, just west of that, so the parking-impacted neighborhoods. I want people who grow up in Long Beach, coming out of Long Beach schools, buying their first homes in Long Beach. I want people who grow up here to have a good education, stay here, and be happy here.
A very quick answer, if we could, for all three of you. The role of the mayor vis-a-vis education. Frank mentioned education. You're a trustee of the Cal State system. What role, if any, do you see the mayor playing in upgrading our educational?
I think it's vital that the mayor work cooperatively with the school district and maybe even more importantly with nonprofit after-school programs. One of the things we need to do is to make sure that our young people, particularly those who may not go to college, are trained and have the skills to be able to get good paying jobs.
Fair enough. Very quickly, Frank, on education.
Absolutely. I mentioned an education report card. I call it the education dividend, so that we know that our youngsters have a future here, that they stay in our city. Doctors, lawyers, pharmaceutical experts, okay, the kinds of people that can make Long Beach economically
and
healthy.
And Doug? Quickly.
I want to see the absentee rate of our young students going down, literacy going up.
Okay.
Those are the two targets.
Time goes fast. It's closing statement times. Bob, you have 1 minute to speak to the voters of Long Beach.
I want to tell you why I want to be mayor of Long Beach. First of all, I think this is a fabulous city. I think it can be better. I want to make sure that this city is safer, that it's cleaner, and that the young people here have an opportunity and a hope for the future. I have been a policy analyst for the state of California. I have run a small business. I know what it is to make a payroll. I run a large business. And I know that the budget deficit in this city has caused enormous damage. We are really declining. Our infrastructure is declining. And if your infrastructure declines, you can't attract business and you can't attract good paying jobs to the city. It is vital to do that. With my skill that I've had in my career, I know I can make this city safer, more fiscally sound, and much cleaner.
Thank you, candidate Bob Foster. Frank Colonna.
Thank you, Art. I'm running for mayor because I want to represent our people's interests, the citizens and residents of our city, not special interests or the powerful. I've been very fortunate. I went to our local schools here, St. Anthony's Grammar School, St. Anthony's High School, graduated from Long Beach State, have a master's degree in environmental health, had the privilege of working with our mayor, Beverly O'Neill, on the city council, have a wonderful wife, Michelle, and three great kids. You know, Long Beach is home to me. My vision, as we've had a discussion today, 300 additional police officers for a safer city, an aggressive anti-gang program. Secondly, a citizen's guarantee that we take care of our streets and sidewalks within 30 days and remove graffiti and potholes within 3 days. The third is an environmentally responsible city with a new commission on education and the environment and conservation. It's absolutely critical that we make a commitment. And fourth is that we have a partnership with our schools for better opportunities in vocational education for our youngsters. I love Long Beach. Long Beach is home. Strong, decisive, honest leadership. That's what I will bring in the mayor's office. Thank you, Art.
Thank you, Frank Colonna. Doug Drummond.
I want to be your mayor. I want to represent your neighborhood, not special interest. I've watched one of the candidates, Bob Foster, bring in nearly $500,000, right at 1,000 contributions, averaging almost $500 apiece. You look at the contributions and you're seeing special interests in Sacramento, in Washington, D.C. I have raised a mere $75,000 at this point from 500 contributors. 83% of my contributors are from Long Beach versus 26% for him. I think those special interests count in terms of having IOUs out there. I want the neighborhoods to be my IOUs. I want to fix the neighborhoods. I want safe neighborhoods, a clean environment. I want you and your children to want to stay in Long Beach and be happy here. That's what my home is all about. I want Long Beach to be truly a nice, great city. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. I'd like to thank all of the candidates for taking the time to join us, like you at home, to consider supporting the campaign of the candidate of your choice. It's not easy. I respect all of these gentlemen for throwing their hat in the ring and doing what you have to do to run for public office. You should get involved. You should support them. And we want to thank Golden Security Bank for sponsoring this special Mayor's Forum. Thanks for watching. We'll see you all next week for the next edition of Straight Talk.
This special edition of Straight Talk, the Mayoral Candidates Forum, was brought to you by Golden Security Bank, Southern California's source for fast, friendly, and flexible commercial real estate loans. Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.